In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It is Friday today. This one is the 12th day of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There is some Federal Reserve stuff to talk about, some budget stuff and some deficit stuff, a little bit of politics too, actually, although we do try to limit that, as you know. Kate Davidson is at the Wall Street Journal. She is in our bureau in Washington. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kai.
So just you and me this week, just, you know, for those who are listening for another voice. But let me start with the Federal Reserve and Herman Cain and Stephen Moore, the president's rumored choices. He has said they are his choices, but hasn't officially nominated them. Mr. Cain, it seems, is not going to get the votes required. Mr. Moore, Stephen Moore, a longtime economic commentator, is also in some trouble. But I want to ask you this. Republican senators are very slowly coming around to the idea that these men might not be suitable for the Federal Reserve, but they are not critiquing their economic views. They're relying instead on personal problems that these two men have. And I wonder how you're thinking about that.
Well, I think it's very interesting how these two picks came about. They were very different. The process here, or lack thereof, is different from what we've seen so far. So, you know, early on in the Trump administration, there were longtime Fed watchers who were very nervous that the president would maybe try to put in very partisan political picks. And I would say, at least initially, the first round of nominees were fairly mainstream. Mm-hmm. And I think that gave a lot of comfort to markets and to people who worked within the Fed or had, you know, former Fed people, that actually these are fairly typical folks. You know, Jerome Powell, certainly he'd been there a long time. His views were fairly closely aligned with Janet Yellen, Randy Quarles, Rich Clarida, even the nomination of Nellie Lang. She was a Democrat. So that was a little bit unusual, but I think she was well regarded. She ran into some problems, I think, with some resistance from the banking community, and she ended up withdrawing. Now here comes Stephen Moore and Herman Cain. In the previous process that was run through the National Economic Council, so the president's advisors, they played a big role in finding candidates, selecting them. And I think generally the president was, you know, not all that interested. He was happy to review those picks. This time he clearly selected these two men himself. He announced them. They hadn't gone through any of the vetting so far. And I think that's a clear break from what we'd seen before. And I think it just demonstrates the president, as we know, has been frustrated with Fed policy. I think it suggests he wants to take the reins there a little bit and inject some of his, his own views in the central bank.
So let me ask you this, and it's a semi-facetious question, but it goes like this. What's wrong with that? OK, and hang on, let me give you the part two of that question, which is we called it's got to be 10 or 12 conservative or right leaning economists this past week. None of them would go on the record as criticizing these choices because we wanted to get a conservative to say what is problematical with having the Fed be politicized. So you do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the Fed has this very long tradition of independence, and there are certainly people that will say they're not really truly independent. I mean, the president in selecting nominees for the board, that is a way that the White House does have political influence. And certainly, I think if you looked back at different picks, in both administrations, mm-hmm. they're picking people whose views presumably align with their own economic views. I think what's different in this instance is not that these two men are viewed as political, but that they're viewed as more partisan, and also the fact that they've really shifted their view of what is appropriate for the direction of monetary policy, and their views seem to have swung based on who is in the White House. That is, Steve Moore, for example, had been calling for much tighter policy during the Obama administration. Now the economy is doing even better, and he seems to be supporting the view of President Trump that the policy actually should be looser, that the Fed made a mistake in tightening. And I think that if he makes it to a nomination hearing, there will be a number of lawmakers who want to hear him explain further, how do you justify that shift? And so I think that's what gives people concern.
And therein lies the economic harm, right? Because doing things for political gain becomes a problem economically.
Right. I think the Fed would say that their goal is to do what's best for the economy over the long run.
Right.
So obviously, politicians have different interests. We have an election coming up in 2020. I think the Fed has signaled that they're done raising rates for this year. And who knows if they'll raise them again before the next presidential election. But obviously, I think folks in the White House would like to continue to see robust economic growth. And they really don't want the Fed doing anything that might slow that that down. That's where the sort of natural conflict comes in.
Kate Davidson at the Wall Street Journal for just about 5 minutes on this Friday afternoon. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks a lot, Kai.